Harper here. Go to patreon.com/DnDpodcast to avoid my dark past.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner Demaro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Every time you do this, Michael, and you take me off guard.
Jennifer Cheek.
Can I talk now or will I be chastised?
Mike Bachman.
Long nights, impossible lives. Keeping our eye to the keyhole. I'm going to do the whole thing. If it takes all night.
No, we're going to get sued.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, guys. You know what? It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Your fake podcast voice really weirds me out.
What do you mean?
I don't like it.
I always talk.
You're a robot man.
Everything's great. That's a great one, Jennifer.
We're going to take you now to a little behind the scenes inside baseball. Things are a little weird right now because... Well, I'm going away on vacation.
Womp womp.
So,
to the ancient Far East.
To Yangar.
I'm going to Yangar.
And so we're doing a real play baseball podcast.
Yay!
So what has happened is, see, normally we record two episodes at a time every other Wednesday on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. But because of my going away-ness, we've recorded 3 weeks in a row. So, I think we're all very sick of each other.
No, we love each other.
I'm going to go through withdrawals whenever you're gone, and we won't play forever.
We used to record every week. What happened?
We did used to record every week.
We got random encounters.
Yeah.
We did.
I think you were just getting a little loopy. Is that it?
I mean, the fall is in the air, I got to tell you.
Oh, man, that's what it is.
So the weird thing, though, is that we've recorded two podcasts which have not aired yet. So I feel like the recap's going to be rough this week.
Just because they haven't been released right now, it's not like we listen to the podcast. So.
Some of us do.
I listen to it every week.
No.
I used to listen to all of our
podcasts. I listen to the first really 2 hard. Seconds to see if there's a goof, and then the last X amount of seconds to see if there's a goof.
I will completely honest, I did not know we were releasing these.
I went to Chicago and all these people are like, I love the podcast. Like, huh?
Hey guys, I got an idea. Let's all roll a d20 and find out what happened last week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Shit. Oh no,
that's
good.
Nobody says shit unless they rolled a nat 20.
Is it true?
It's true, I rolled a nat 20.
How am I supposed to lie?
Just say you also rolled a 20 and you can do a roll off.
Okay.
I have... Doesn't she have like mad dexterity? Oh wait, that's not it. I also
not
rolled...
initiative.
I also rolled a nat 20. I rolled a 1. But
can
I also
concede?
Rolled a 20.
Yeah. Because I was just thinking guys, about it today and I was like,
You guys gotta do a roll off.
Roll off.
Oh shit, I dropped it. It's gone.
Nika, no.
Nika, what did you roll?
I got a nat 20.
What the heck?
Tim, what did you roll?
A 21.
Tim, also, you guys gotta roll again.
No, I rolled a 7. What are you doing?
What's happening?
Just lie.
All right, Tim, since you lost the roll off, you have to do the.
Roll off rules. Mm-hmm. Okay, so last week on the Dungeons & Dragons Drunks & Dragons podcast, we just got through the hive of demons, and we were running away, and basically, we were on our way north, but we were like, hey, let's try that thing that Cutpurse-esque gave Harper during Dreamtime to lead us to Harper's sister, Adira, and hopefully that leads us somewhere near the army of Bahamut, because that's where we're going right now. So we go. Turns out that the necklace is pointing us to the east. Very strange. We say, fuck it. Let's just go to the east right now. Whatever. Zerd is being strange. He's talking to gnomes, or what he thinks is gnomes. He's talking to trees, and he really wants honey. So we go, we finally get to the water. We're about a day's hike outside of Palar's Hope. And it turns out that having gone back in time in Jayla's, how would we describe that? Previous life?
Yeah,
previous life.
Whatever the opposite of reincarnation is, like past incarnation?
Her previous incarnation.
Yeah, previous incarnation. It messed with the energies of the, how you say, the necklace. So,
That's not accurate.
That's what I thought. I thought that's what we said.
That's not what anyone said.
Nope. As if I remember.
What someone said, for sure. So,
okay, well, that's not... So that might have been a theory. That might have been a fan fiction theory for why the necklace was leading you in that direction.
There's also a theory that maybe it was never leading us that way or whatever. Regardless, I guess we don't know. I should probably point out that we are also with a known liar named Zerd. So, you know how we were going to go north, the Army of Bahamut, which we met with a Council of Eight. It was great. We decided it. Basically, we were like, oh, Harper, all your family died. We got trapped in the temple. We could kind of do two birds with one stone. The council was like, okay, fine. You can go to the Bahamut. Here, take this wizard with you. So this wizard, who we know has never told the truth and is clinically bad at magic, said, let's go to the ocean that killed Steve the Knoll. I'm going to make you what we can only assume is a submarine that can travel fast and that can survive the pressures of the deep underground. Let's go with me, children. All you have to do is get me some random bullshit and honey. And then I'll make you a vessel for all of you to, rest your lives upon. Harper said, no way, Jose, that's ridiculous. Why would we trust Zerd? Everyone else was not too...
Everyone?
You're right. Aludra was on the fence.
No. Even more so, This is the, I'm hurt that you would forget that this is the single only time that it's ever happened and ever will happen that Tom and Harper agreed on anything.
I remember Jayla and Tom being on the same group, and then Ludra had to be the deciding vote.
Yes, I agree. I remember this also.
I straight up said, fuck it, let's follow the thing.
Yeah, but the thing was going east.
Yeah, he wanted to go not east.
Okay, well then, I didn't understand what was going on at all. Glad we had this little recap. Okay.
So, basically, instead of saying, yes, let's do what we're supposed to be doing, let's trust an insane wizard to conjure us up a submarine out of honey and other random bullshit. And everyone's like, okay, let's do it. And Harper's like, I was just turned into a frog. So.
I do feel like sometimes, for reasons inexplicable, that we all just kind of trust that Thrifty wouldn't do anything that would kill the entire party.
I know, we're very stupid.
It's like you guys don't remember that he was Finnegan. He's Finnegan!
Yeah.
Guys, remember last week when I told you a thing and then it made Steve the Knoll die?
Yeah. He kills
Should
us,
we never
guys.
Listen to you? Are we trying? Are you guys trying to say that we're dumb?
No,
I am literally saying that. Just kidding. I'm not lying.
I role play NPCs, and sometimes they're poor. Sometimes they're not
dumb dumbs and liars.
Sometimes they are to be trusted.
Yeah, and there are times that we, as not Nika, but we as newbie drunk Dungeons and Dragons players, like, oh well, if the DM says it, then we should do it, but. Now we've kind of gotten on the kick of saying no to 50, as in we ignored the cult of Orcus or whoever and Paler's Hope itself.
Yeah.
And we decided no against that. And we decided to tackle other things on our quest log.
I mean, I don't think you guys should change what you're doing at all. I don't think I don't think Tim's in passion plea right now.
Oh, I'm not saying it's passion plea. I'm SMHing all over the place, but I'm not saying we should change, because what's done is...
Why on earth would you go save some random sorcerer's sister when you could save the whole world by getting the Demonomicon?
That's what we were saying!
Right, yeah. But in so doing, you're listening to Zerd, the most lying character we've ever encountered in our entire campaign.
I just feel like he's gonna prove himself.
So you want to get into a submarine,
yes.
With Zerd.
Yes.
Here's another thing. I keep getting put in situations where, like, if I was roleplaying correctly, it'd be like, all right, bye.
Tim, I mean this in the absolute best way possible, but you mad, bro?
Thrifty asked me if I was mad, and then I was like, no, I'm not mad. And
I don't know.
And then I was typing it, and then, like, in mid-type, like, oh, shit, I think I'm mad. See? Right there.
I see it. Yeah. Also, I heard you directly afterward when we recorded last week, and I was like, I'm too tired to hear your mouth talk right now.
Well, so I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Sound mad to me.
Why would you trust Zerd? Why would you trust Zerd?
He's a wizard. Mostly, I like to make you upset, and it's hilarious.
Why don't we bring this into actual role play? Because
so, Tim, just keep doing what you're doing.
drop your voice a little bit.
But you're not trusting me, Zerd the Arcane. You're trusting this amulet, which you know will lead you to the Demonomicon.
That's not true. We were told it would lead us, I believe, to my sister. I think. It's been a while.
But did you not tell me you had a vision which showed this very amulet leading you towards the Demonomicon?
Oh, that's where I got... I guess? No, I don't remember that. So what you're saying, this is Tim again, is we saw this... No, I don't remember this vision.
You absolutely saw Mordenkainen gave you this amulet, gave your other characters this amulet in the vision.
But I thought we had the Demonomicon in the vision.
What? You did have the Demonomicon in the vision. It was to track the Demonomicon in case the Demonomicon was lost.
I do remember that now. Weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. What?
Did you ever ask your sister if she had such an amulet?
sister and I haven't spoken for a long time, and when you only have 30 words on an ascending ritual, sometimes it doesn't come up.
Could you do one now, Harper, and talk to her? And see where she is? And if she has this amulet?
I did two already, and she is not to the east.
Oh.
Unless she's been lied to.
She doesn't know where she is.
Yeah. Right?
Harper, like, what is your sister?
Last episode, I did a ritual, and
you did.
I believe she told me she was west of Mastwick.
She did.
And she was like a slave or something like that.
She said she was... Did she say she was a slave?
She's being forced to do slave
work. She's devils.
Definitely being... Yeah, she definitely is with devils. I definitely remember that specifically. And she's being forced to work. But she did not sound like she was going to die. Just that her situation was unfortunate.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal being a slave to devils.
I'm not... Oh! I recognize that it's bad, but dying is worse than that.
I know.
Harper. I know. Listen. Yeah, we fucked up in the temple, okay? This is illiterate.
Okay.
This is illiterate. We fucked up in the temple, and I know that you're upset about your family, but if you want your sisters to survive, we need to get to the Demonomicon.
Listen, I know you guys don't understand, since none of you have a family.
I do have a family.
I have a clone batch.
Tom, that's interesting news.
Oh, yeah, that was a whole thing. You missed on that, Jayla. You were not around then.
There's a lot of questions about Tom. We don't know.
Tom, a lot of philosophical questions.
Am I?
Yeah.
Who's the real Tom? Please stand up.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
I don't know.
Tom, come back to us now. We're trying to decide. I thought we decided what we're doing, but I'm trying to make Harper less angry at us.
Harper, what does your sister do? What's her trade by nature? Her craft, if you will.
I believe she's a rogue.
Believe?
It's all been very hazy, as me and Thrifty have been.
It sounds like you and your sister were very close.
I've been gone a long time!
Sir, that was totally uncalled for and very rude.
See? He's pushing my buttons. He knows I'm upset, and he's just fucking with me! Just like wizards, them and their fucking ivory towers, white spires. Ah.
Wait, aren't you a wizard?
I'm a sorcerer! It's different! They study tomes and rub, like, gold dust on paper.
Sounds cool.
What? I have it flowing through my veins! Lightning bolt.
Oh my god, wow.
Wait, he casts spells? You cast spells? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not a classist or nothing, but... y'all look alike.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, you guys decided. No, let's get some honey for Zerd. Zerd, where can we get
honey
some...
for Zerd?
Honey for Zerd.
Sounds like a book name.
If you give a Zerd honey, he's going to want a shouty.
He's going to build
a Zerdy wants sweet sweets.
He's going to build a submarine with it. And we're going to go in the submarine. It's going to be super cool.
Do you guys remember that episode of The Tick where nope. They were going to go fight...
Where Bruno creature. Mars is on it?
Oh, God.
Guys, I'm not saying that we should destroy the Earth in order to save my family. I'm saying we just shouldn't trust Zerd the Arcane. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I can get with you on that. I do think he... doesn't always know what he's doing.
And like Jayla,
I'm standing right here.
I know. And Jayla, when you die, you come back. Us?
But
we just go to hell. Well, we do come back, actually. That's
what I was saying. And I would never want you guys to die. If you guys die, I want to die and never come back. That's a lie. I totally want to come back. But if you guys die, I will die too with you.
Then come back. Jayla, I'm sorry that I've acted this way. I get upset sometimes, and these guys have seen sometimes I'm a passionate fellow.
He's a little hormonal.
I don't know if you know, but I've had a bad time.
I don't know, but I feel like...
I had a bad time.
I understand where you are, Harper. Your family is very important, and you have to be able to take care of the ones that you still have living. So I really want to help you with this. but...
Can we all agree it's a bad idea to get into a contraption that he makes? I know he turned me into a frog, you say. I don't really believe it, but...
Well, that definitely happened. We will do extensive tests.
We'll get a dog. We'll put what the dog in it.
Yes.
Harper, what if we had Zerd do it first to show that it's okay?
Yeah. Yeah, Zerd.
You guys
Zerd?
Remember when
You'd
we had
You'd be okay
shit.
Doing that, wouldn't you, Zerd?
Yeah, where's the chum guzzler?
Of course. It's... My magic is foolproof.
Can I just sense motive him to see if he has any sort of, like, ulterior motives in trying to get us to go?
You can do a...
insight.
Insight.
I try to do insight.
Also, remember the time we incited him to ask us if there was demons that we could see, and he's like, nope.
I got a 25.
You believe that he is fully believing that he can create us.
Oh, no. Okay. No, see, just because he had issue, ulterior though. Motives.
He has no... He does not have ulterior motives.
Okay. Is there any way we can get around him being so sure of himself and actually get some information?
One wizard always tells the truth. One wizard always tells a lie. Now, Zerd. How long does it take to take a train from Carr to Maswick?
What is a train?
Oh, but... Yeah.
Is this a railroading joke?
Kind of, if you think about it. Zerd, a.k.a. the train conductor. Woo-woo! Guys, can't we all agree that I think Michael Third Theater Tomorrow wants us to get on this submarine,
he
so shouldn't we just to spite him want to not do it?
How far away is your sister from here?
It's pretty far.
North.
Are we really revisiting this? You voted already.
Tim, I would just like to say that you know what that where that kind of thinking gets you. Next thing you know, you're stealing a Githyanki's hat.
An old man is running away.
An old man's dying.
I use my daily to slow him down. He's dead?
Well, fuck me!
While you guys were chatting endlessly, I drew this little map for you. Let me just spread it out here on this table.
Thank you, Zerb. Stump. I feel like that was
a Where'd you get a table?
It's a stump. It's a stump.
Zerb doesn't know it's what a table is.
It's what the gnomes use for tables.
I will grind it for you. I'm experienced.
Oh, my.
Oh, not in front of the ladies. Not in front of the ladies.
So if you see where I've drawn these little mountains here, if you climb them, you will find a very large colony of hell wasps.
No.
Now, you'll think that they don't make honey, but they do, in fact, make delicious honey.
Oh.
It's got a little kick, which I personally enjoy.
Is it a kick of hallucinogens?
No.
Zerd, are you getting high on your own supply?
Zerd, do you do drugs? Do you do magical drugs?
I don't... I mean, I am not an alchemist, if that's what you're suggesting.
That's not at all what I'm suggesting.
Alright, so these hell wasps.
Yeah, the hell wasps up here. Or if you prefer... I can summon the air elemental now, and you could try to subdue it for me.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus... Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Wait, what would that do?
Yeah.
Explain us again how this whole process.
We need an air elemental for this trip.
We need an air elemental
and a honey, bunch of honey
and the fin of a great white shark. You know, standard. Submersible things. I don't know what a submarine is. I'm Harper.
Wait. Why can't we take a boat?
You have to get to the bottom of the ocean, you silly dragon.
Right, but why can't we take a boat? Why can't we take a boat to above where we need to go? And then, like, why do we have to travel the whole way there via magical submarine?
I guess what he's asking is, do Dragonborn have the same stats as Argonians in Skyrim, and can Tom the Dragonborn breathe water?
I got a 14.
That's a yes.
Yep.
Dragonborn cannot breathe underwater.
What about this one?
What about ones with tails?
Yeah.
I do have many spells that could help you underwater, though.
Again, the murder and the death.
What murder and death?
He's a bad wizard. Remember when he turned into a whirling dervish of knives?
Well, that did happen.
Remember when he said there's no demons outside and there was like 2 million demons?
Well.
You know why I stick with this group? This is Tom talking. My favorite thing about this group is the endless, endless discussion that I hope will never end.
Back and forth.
Back and forth again.
All right, so what's the deal with the great white shark fin?
Well, let's get the for my underwater breathing spell, I would need to have access to the air elemental's properties. So you should probably tackle that later.
So we're going for air elemental or wasps?
Let's just do the air one first. And yeah. Have to walk.
All right. Hate walking. Ugh. Air elementals.
Let's move the cart and stuff out of the way. Let's clear a nice fighting path.
Can we, so if he's summoning this thing, can we, like, have him summon it right in the middle of us all so we're already flanking him?
I feel like that should be allowed.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir, are you familiar with the rules of our 4th edition world in which we live?
Well, I think that would give you an advantage in combat, let's say. So, sure, I'll summon it right in the middle of you all.
Thanks, bro.
Not me. I will be scooching on back.
Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yes. Oh, wait, okay. So in 5th edition, if we are stealing 5th edition, you can ready attacks.
Okay, you can't do that.
Fuck.
Damn. We are not in 5th edition.
Yeah, but we're stealing from it.
A little bit.
Is everyone ready? I'm going to count to 3 and then say go, and on go, I'm going to summon the air elemental.
Okay.
Wait, what? Is there anything else we need to know? Do we have to do it by shooting it?
Wait, shouldn't we do some sort of a check on air elementals?
Yeah.
Does anyone know?
Yeah, is this like an
arcana or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, what would that be?
Well, I haven't summoned it yet.
Well, we wanna, have you summoned things before like this?
Many times, young lady. Okay. Hundreds of times.
I just want to know if any of us have any knowledge of air elementals in general.
What can you tell us about these air elementals?
Well, it's an elemental, and it is made of air.
Eluder's eyes get really wide, where like she's trying to strangle him.
Why are we still doing? No, it's whatever. Do it.
It is
that's
vulnerable
how you get
to fire. If that helps you,
this is how you get motes for crafting.
Does it have any resistances? Sir.
Excuse me, young lady.
Does it have any resistances?
I have a hard time understanding you because you're purple, but no, it does not have any resistances.
That is marrying on my wizard.
We've moved on. We're in the 4th age.
Real quick, I don't want to delay this any further than it's already been delayed. But strawberry or apple? Which one?
Apple.
Oh. Apple. Got it.
Okay. It's fall. Yeah.
How much does a variety pack of that cost?
I don't know.
Just keep showing up at his house.
Looks like our sponsorship with Budweiser went through.
Man, yay!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Bugatti. It's a car.
Okay, air elemental summoned. Let's go.
Okay. 3. Does everyone have Audacity? No, is everyone ready to go?
Oh, shit.
Now you made me just want to check it.
I felt a flicker of understanding, and then I didn't understand you at all. And
Wait a minute. Did Thrifty die in the real world and get reincarnated in D&D as Zerd? Is that what's going on?
What a tough break that would be. Or maybe a great one. I don't know. Seems like Zerd's pretty happy.
I get a lot of play.
That's right. I forgot Zerd. How could I ever forget that?
Okay. Here we go, everyone. Ready?
Oh, yes.
God. Wait, can I ask if it's lightning immune?
Oh, my God.
No.
Wait, is that a no to the immunity or the asking?
No, it is not immune to lightning.
Cool.
Did you just roll for that?
What?
Zord, you dropped the thing. That cow's fine.
Okay, here we go, everyone.
All right, ready.
Okay.
Once it's subdued, I will use this crystal here, and it'll get sucked right into it. Okay.
And we subdue it by hitting it with damage. We do damage on it. We hurt it.
Yes. You
knock him out like a Pokemon.
Blast it in its face, if possible.
You got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Wait. Hold on, everybody. Wait. Okay, 3. No. Oh, I'm using the wrong. Okay, hold on. Yes.
I'm nervous.
No, I'm ready. 3, 2, 1, go. And then, poosh, a giant air elemental appears.
What does it look like?
How cool is it?
It looks sort of like a wave, but it's made of air. And it's like big, and it looks like the drawings in the old monster manuals.
Does it have a face?
I don't remember.
Does it look like the Morphling from Dota 2?
No.
Does it look like a tornado?
I guess it kind of looks like a tornado.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up on the internet.
I got a 26 initiative.
Dang.
All right, everyone roll initiative.
It looks like a Pokemon.
Oh, shit.
It probably looks like a Pokemon.
Jesus.
I got a...
Hell yeah.
I got a 32.
What the fuck?
What?
We already
had a freak out over this already.
That's true. I got a 17. Oh, wait. I got a 19.
Oh, I forgot to say, I'm dying. I forgot to say, everyone's level 12 now. Yeah,
we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not that exciting.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not that hard. Well, I got so many.
Well,
HPs.
Actually, remember that a lot of our stuff is based on blah 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 x plus half our level.
Exactly.
So a lot of things went up 1 point.
Pop up.
That we didn't. It's not. We don't get to choose shit, but we got a lot more powerful.
Yeah, my AC went up 1. It was exciting.
What? Fuck. That's awesome.
Whatever.
So Jennifer has 57 HP.
No, I have 120 HP.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do.
Holy
and I
shit.
Got and I took a feat to allow me to get more healing surges, so I now have 14 healing surges.
Jennifer, you've probably been down
33.
To like
but now you can just like leave me alone and like things can wail on me and Botwin can use it for other people.
Aludra, what did you roll for initiative?
I rolled a 17 plus a 7, so 24, plus Botwin's 2, so 26.
I got a 19. But can you only take one healing surge in a battle?
No.
Second wind?
I have two. I have a thing to take my second wind twice.
That's cool.
Yep.
What's your dex, Jennifer?
My dex... 12.
Okay, so yes. You go first. Because we both got 26.
Wowie. But maybe it was before the both of us.
Sort of assumed Tom would have higher dex.
You would think, but I mean, I just kind of... I put all my points into strength and charisma.
Just kind of threw them together, so...
Not unlike Steve the Knoll. It's a pattern.
Okay, so this giant windy guy is all...
His name's Windy?
Yep, mm-hmm. And there's just winds gusting everywhere. and he is going to attempt to snatch up Jayla into his winds.
Well, that's rude.
No. How dare you, sir?
You're rude as heck. How'd you roll higher than me?
He rolled a natural 20.
Wow. Thank you so much.
That showed.
Okay, that is going to be a 28 versus your fortitude.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
That'll get.
It's a lot of fort.
If only patreon.com/dndpodcast had a tier to save Jayla.
Yeah,
Jayla's going to die.
You take 36 damage. And you are grasped.
Yikes.
What does that mean?
That means you're grasped. You're actually also dazed.
That's also bad.
Oh, man.
Now that we have our new bookshelf, I can just grab my thingy so quickly. Thingy is my compendium.
And as long as you're grasped, you'll be taking an ongoing 20 damage.
Good night. Great. This has been a great idea, guys. Great idea.
Shut up, Harper.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
You're definitely saying, and how about you focus on lightning bolting or something like you like to do?
He's a weak to fire.
Lightning bolt.
Do that too.
Lightning bolt.
So, Jayla, it's your attack. You're dazed, though, so you can only do one thing.
Can I try to break free from whatever?
You can attempt to escape.
What do I need to roll for that? Is it an acrobatics?
You can roll acrobatics or athletics. Depending on how you would like to escape, whether it's flippy escape or powerful escape with the strength and stuff.
Okay, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Because I think I just used all of my good rolls. I rolled a nat 1. Does that automatically fail even if my bonus is high?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
1 always fails.
Nick, I've had this pain so many times in the past. Thurkin is a cruel master.
Well... Okay. That's your turn.
So that's your turn. You take an additional 20 points a day.
Damn it.
Oh my god.
Does she try to save against dazed?
Nope. As long as she's grasped, she will be dazed.
Oh my god. Oh, shit.
Aludra.
Okay. Wowie, I need to stop this elemental from doing things. Okay.
If you move it, you can free her, maybe.
Is that true? But she's grasped. Like, wouldn't she just stay within his grasp and be moved also?
Using forced movement on the grabber can also end a grab, as long as the movement results in the grabbed creature being out of the grabbing effect's range. So it depends on the range of the grab.
Can we know that? Is that a thing, Thrifty, that you can tell us?
Just ask him. See what it says.
Thrifty, what's the range of the grasp?
Well, according to Engulfing Winds, the grabbed creature moves with the elemental.
Oh,
Jesus.
Remaining
in the elemental space. Jesus.
That won't do it then, guys. It will not do it.
The elemental moves at full speed while it has a creature grabbed.
That's pretty cool.
And it need not spend a standard action to make an attack roll to move a grabbed
creature. Oh my god, Jayla's going to die immediately. I can't wait for Rayla. Actually, what was your brother's name again?
Ravar.
Vlad? Ravar? That's a great name.
Or Frank.
Well, I've got the heels, so, I mean, I can...
Oh, God.
I know, okay, I don't use
so...
it.
So, wait. Oh, so, oh. We're, like, directly beside him. We're all, like, well, except for Jim.
Yeah, you're, like, surrounding him.
Okay, I'm gonna try something, and I apologize to everyone if this maybe doesn't...
Fuck.
No, I'm gonna... Oh, I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm... Number one, Elodra's so angry about this elemental step into her girl that...
So at that stage?
Well, that's what Elodra thinks inside of her head. She turns into a tree. I'm gonna like to do form of the Oak Sentinel.
Been there.
So that's a minor. And I just... I do it. I'm a tree lady now. So the effect is...
Motherfucker.
While I'm in this... Shut Sorry. It, Timmy. while Timmy. In this form... My melee reach increases by one, and any enemy that hits me with a melee attack takes damage equal to my strength modifier, which is 5. And then later I can use the form of the Oak Sandal, which I'm not going to use now because it's actually immediate interrupt. So I'm just going to like let that hang there. So I'm my a tree God. Lady.
So I'm a tree lady. I'm going to let it hang there like I'm a tree lady, like a pear hanging from my tree leggy pits.
Well, I would like to do my Rending Fury against the dude, because that'll lower the attack roll. Hopefully. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yep.
Okay. I would like to do a Rending Fury. This is a furious tree.
Yeah,
it's like
I
a wompy
willow.
Yeah.
Groot, guys. He's more...
Motherfucker!
Well, okay. Well, good. I love the concept of the first time Zerd does something, I killed you all. Well, whoops. I guess I'll walk into the ocean and get some honey. Drowns to
Luckily,
death.
Luckily, I can roll twice on this one. Jesus. Ugh, I kind of forgot for a second. I rolled a 1 in case anyone was wondering.
Jennifer, remember, we're still alive. I know.
I just broke for a second because I just rolled a 2 that time.
All right, in 17 more rolls, you'll be in, like, some pretty solid rolling territory.
And I can't use it. Like, it's gone. That's an encounter power.
Yeah, because there's nothing
gone.
On.
But I can take
Mika, it has been nice to have you on the podcast.
Michael!
I'm sorry it didn't work
Why
out.
Didn't you tell me this earlier? If you wanted me gone.
Okay, should I use an action point? I feel like we need to, like, knock this dude out, because he does so much damage. Or should I, like, hold off? I want opinions, friends.
Yeah, do it, player. Take Hammer that. Down.
Just do what you think Eludra would do.
What would Eludra's lesbian girlfriend, or whatever, that she goes to Japanese anime high school with?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, shit.
Just do it.
I have so many... The other problem is I feel like I have so many, like, attacks now that it's hard to know what to do, because there's so many things.
So can she save against being grasped?
No, she has to break out of,
And she has to do that with what again?
A standard action. She can use athletics or
acrobatics. Yeah. Okay.
I just wish I could do something to make his attacks less, but that was the only thing I had to do that.
Well, I mean, as long as you mark him.
Oh, he's marked. Okay, so I'll just...
Do you have a thing... What's that thing that if they don't hit you, they get an extra -5?
That was it.
Whoops.
What I tried to do just then.
Whoops. What about your action point thing? Don't you have a bonus when you do your...
I do. Well, I have a thing that if I make an attack with an action point and I miss, I get to re-roll the attack roll.
What I'm just doing try to hit him.
But what should I try to hit him with is the problem.
Anything.
Just anything?
Or not, because this is boring.
I'm sorry! I just want to do the thing that makes sense. And I have too many things now. There's too much stuff. Maybe I'll do... Okay, I'm gonna take my action point, and I'm gonna do Zealous Strike, because I'm also a Zealous Tree.
I am Zealous Groot.
Okay, God, I really hope this is better.
All right, 3. That'd be rad.
Tam, why did you say that?
Oh my God. What are you?
You seriously roll 3?
I literally rolled.
She goes 1, 2, 3. Again, get all the rules out of the way.
But does a 19 versus
Tom
AC hit? No. I have a thing. I have a feat where if I roll with an action point and I miss, then I get to do it again.
It is 19.
Do it again.
So 19
if this
misses
is a 4, I'm
going to
jump out the window.
That'd be awesome, though.
Okay, whew, that was not good, but better. Does a 25 versus AC hit?
Please. It does not.
All right, cool. Shit. Shit.
All right, bye. I'm just a tree.
Nika, give me rough math. Give me a percentage of what your health is at.
30.
You're at like 30. Really? You're that close to death, eh?
Oh,
yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, y'all better get it.
Yeah. If we mess up...
She's gonna die.
Jayla could die. That's not often that we're in that instance where a character could die.
Okay, well...
Tom.
Yeah, I can't give you a saving throw. I can, of course, do my minor... God, you'd think I'd be able to find it these days. My inspiring word, which is... Oh, shit, yeah. That's real good. Okay, Nika, you get a healing surge plus 3d6 additional hit points.
Do I roll the 3d6?
Yes,
or do you?
Roll 3d6. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3 sixes, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Okay, what percentage does that put you at these days?
84%.
Okay.
Where are these numbers coming from?
I just did it on my phone.
I was like, Jesus, okay. She's so smart.
I don't know if I should activate Skaldzora and let you use a miner to get one on your own turn.
She's dazed, so she won't be able to use a miner because she'll have to, or that'll be her only action.
Move. Oh, gotcha. Okay, so she's not going to want to do that. I could trade. You trade miners is the bottom, right? So you can trade move and standard down to miner, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I could burn another one. I have a feat I think I can use to get that back. Okay, so I don't know if I should do it yet. Did you lose all that health in one turn?
Well, because it was their first turn, and then I took another 20. So essentially, like, between
the 20
my turn,
from your turn when you couldn't escape.
Yes.
Okay.
And so she I would wait is granting advantage to this dude anyways.
Because he's whirling me around.
Like, all right. Yeah, so he could do 50 against her easy by her next turn.
Okay. Easy. Well, then I'll do... we've rested and everything, right? Since our last encounter? Okay. So I'll do Stand the Fallen, which is my, which is one of my dailies. 16 plus 16, so 32 versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay. Bear with me, because this is many dice.
It'd be funny if he was a minion.
I think everybody else is at full health, so Nika, it's each ally, but you can take another healing surge and regain additional hit points equal to my charisma, which is 4.
I can use just what I get from like my normal healing surge.
Plus four, yeah.
If I can do that, I will.
Yeah, you can. That should get you up to full.
Nice, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so I had to roll 6d10. 4 of those were 10s.
Wow.
5, 8, so 48 plus 7, so 55 damage.
Jesus. That's a lot. That's got to be close to almost... Listeners, let us know if you do, because a lot of you are geniuses. What is the highest amount of damage anyone has done in a round? I'm pretty sure
I think he's pulled a 60 off. I think he's gotten 60-something.
Yeah, I think
What game are you talking about?
In this, our particular game.
Oh, you're
gonna, I mean, if I crit, of course, that would be 67.
I just love that Tom is the one that heals us, but also he's the one that doles out, like, the most damage. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's a sensitive side.
I feel like you were attacking me on that, by the way.
I was not. I literally wasn't.
I could see Tim's face just sink when she said that.
You're making eye contact with a striker as you're like, I just love that. He does that, like...
Also, he's so pretty, and his penis is so big.
You know what it is?
Harper or Tim?
What's real anymore? I don't know.
You know what it is that early on when everybody was getting their first like magical items, I think I complained a lot, and somehow that turned into me getting Blood Drinker.
So. Yeah, Blood Drinker is like really powerful.
Yeah.
That's really where it's coming from. If it weren't for Blood Drinker, I wouldn't be nearly as powerful. But I'll use I'll trade my movement down to a minor and activate Scald's Aura. So on your turn, you can basically, Nika, if you get hurt again, you can use my, like basically a healing surge plus 3d6 again.
Awesome.
Okay, Harper.
That's me. Let me scroll up to make sure I didn't break the volume on the stream. Harper.
Let's see.
Ooh, what?
Sorry.
Harper takes his left hand, which is, of course, holding the splintered end of his staff, and he says, "Minion of Wind, back to whence you came." And he does does a 32 hit his reflex.
Yes, it does.
Cool beans. Alright. What's your guys' favorite die? Mine is probably D8. Even though
I like D10s.
I like D4s, because you never get to roll them.
I used to roll them all the time, but So
I like a D12.
Damn it. Alright, so Harper does 26 fire damage.
He has he's got 10 fire vulnerability, so he takes 36 damage?
Let's assume so, and then we'll all throw it. I'll let you know if it's not that.
That bloodies. Or winds him.
I wish I had a miner that could hurt people. I wish I just had something to hurt.
Yeah, everybody. All right,
and
that.
No,
you should have been a Dragonborn.
Fuck you. Actually, Dragonborns make great sorcerers. Like one of the sorcerer classes is like built for them. I'm done. Thank you,
nerd.
I have a question. Tim, were you messing around with my Eludra character at all on the character builder? Because there's stuff in this level 12 that I've never put on here before. I'm extremely confused right now. I'm not joking. I've never put this on my character sheet, and it is here.
What are you talking about?
There's a longsword. An arm and a torque of justice. I have no idea what that shit is. And it's on my character sheet.
I would not give you a longsword.
Well, how did this happen? I'm like really
Did you accidentally
retrace all of our steps on air.
I don't think so.
Right now.
Okay, so the elemental is turning again. He's going to swing one windy fist at Tom and one windy fist at Harper.
How's he holding
me? I don't give how no far? Fuck. What's his range on that?
You're surrounding him, I thought.
No, I said Harper's not. Scooch way back.
How far back are you?
Max range. Just say max range.
Max range. I am 50 feet, 10 squares.
Okay, well, his range is 50 feet.
Bullshit. Bullshit!
Bullshit! Bullshit!
Ah, fine. He hits Harper and Eludra.
No, he does not hit Harper.
I mean, sorry, Tom and Eludra.
Does he take a penalty for attacking me? Or does it just have to include Eludra?
It has to include Eludra. Tom, does a 36 hit your AC?
No, sure doesn't. Yes.
All right, move on.
Obvi.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, baby.
I don't take any damage.
I have a question. Would you call what you're doing a melee attack?
Yes.
Rad.
Shit, yeah.
I have a thing.
Tom, you take 22 damage.
Maybe. I have an immediate interrupt.
Yeah.
The trigger is, an enemy within your reach makes a melee attack against your ally. It says nothing about whether it includes me or not.
Up top, baby doll.
That's right.
Woo!
Former the Oak Sentinel. So, but I have to hit it, though.
As you're reading, I'll tell Thrifty that, yes, I just read what vulnerability means, where an X vulnerability means they take X damage. And in this case,
I told
the
X that.
Is 10. Huh?
I knew that.
I critted.
She did. That's weird.
Yay!
Wow.
Our TV explodes.
So... Here's the thing. The effect is that I become the target of the triggering attack.
That's better.
Which is fine, because I have a million hit points. And now I get to do damages. Oh, I do full damage. So, 29 damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
He's not dead. You take 22 damage, and then you also get punched yourself.
This is an immediate reaction, not an interrupt, right? No, it is an interrupt.
You did 22 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you get punched twice?
Well, now she's getting punched twice. Okay, that was actually, I rolled another 19. So that's another 37 coming your way to your armor class. I'm going to go ahead and assume that hits.
Yeah, that definitely hits. No. What does it mean?
You take 24 damage.
Balls.
I'm sorry, 34 damage.
Okay. 30, 68. I have 64 hit points. Not quite bloodied. Not quite.
Okay. Jayla.
Okay. I guess I'm going to try to break...
Let's go ahead and start you off with that 20 damage.
No, why?
Top you all enough.
You're an evil
Top
man,
of your,
Michael.
Turn. I'm sorry?
I said you're an evil man.
Thanks.
Okay, I got a 28 to break free.
That will break free.
Yes. Yay!
Okay, now what can I do?
Nothing.
Can I spend an action point to fuck him up?
Yes. You can spend an action point.
Yes.
Specifically to fuck him up.
I'm going
to
spend an action point.
Guys, can I just say that I love the Dungeons & Dragons Essentials Rules Compendium? It's so
good. It's very helpful.
It's so good. I can't wait till the 5th edition one comes out. In four years.
And then I'm going to do something. I'm going to try to do something.
How much money do you think they're going to make on 5th edition? Like, a lot? Because so far, everyone's just raving about it.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, I loved it a lot. I wish we could switch to 5th edition right now.
Did you say that he was bloodied?
I did.
Okay. So, as a minor, because I get a whole turn, right, as an action point?
Nope. You just get one standard action.
Fuck. Okay. I can still make this work. Really creeping in on what I can do here, Michael, but it's okay. Okay. I'm going to do this, because he's really pissing me off. I'm going to do Aspect of Might.
Pissing me off.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Can I stay the night totally for 3 weeks straight?
I just remembered a thing that I forgot from my turn. If he hits me with a melee, he gets a 5 points of damage. Or is it too late?
He doesn't. It's that was ongoing damage, so he doesn't hit her with melee.
No, but like when he hit me. Because I hit him. So. Any enemy that hits you with a melee attack, he hit me with a melee, and so he gets 5. But it's already her turn, so...
I haven't rolled yet.
Not allow it.
True. Technically.
Yeah.
No, you did. You rolled to escape.
Well, but Damn I it. Haven't rolled... Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I did.
It's fine. I'll remember it next time. It's 5 points.
You gotta learn.
I just remembered.
Okay.
I never learned, though.
Never learned.
Okay, I got a... Fuck him up so good. I got a, I want to make sure that I do this right. A 36 to hit him against his AC.
That is going to just hit him by 10 points.
Nika, I feel like if this podcast was a dubstep song, Fuck Him Up So Good would be right before the drop.
Thank you. I rolled a 2! That's me.
Oh my god!
That's my verse.
Please make dubstep of us.
30 oh damage.
Yeah, please. I want dubstep in my life.
I want more. I listen to dubstep almost every day.
Wow.
You're bad people. Describe your attack to me.
Okay, so Jayla finally manages to like break free, and she is pissed because he just beat on Tom. He tried to beat on Harper, and he's beaten on Aludra, and she is not having any of his shit. Plus, she's really mad at Zerd right now because he's a lion sack. So she is going to, like, get super mad and just do that, like, power up for just a few seconds and then charge at him. Just not mechanically charge, but just charge at him and just and start like whacking the shit out of him and just does so much damage.
Okay. Well, she knocks this weird wind creature to the ground.
She knocks the wind out of him.
And Zerd jumps in with a thing that looks sort of like a balloon and sucks the entire air elemental into it. And he's got this big sort of stretchy balloon-like thing.
Can I ask you, is it a balloon?
Ties off.
Is it a balloon?
It is like a balloon.
Is it a balloon? You can tell me.
It's not technically a balloon, but it is like a balloon.
Is it a balloon
more
made
like
of
a
skin?
Bladder?
An elemental bladder.
Jennifer, can you tell us the Bible story about the bladders with the wine bladders?
Well, I remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember enough to tell the story.
That was weird.
I thought I knew every Bible story, but I guess I was wrong.
So we win. We did it.
Why are you so angry with me, dear? This is just how we had planned this to go.
Sir, that was so mean. And he almost killed
us.
What
was mean? You're powerful. You were not even near death.
I feel like she was a little near death, sir.
She could have died.
She definitely could have died.
You put her ongoing damage.
In danger.
Oh, please. You are fine.
You like living too close to the edge for me, Zerd.
Wait, I like living close to the edge, Zerd, but you're a real piece of garbage.
What is with all this hostility? I thought we were getting along so well.
You are kind of a shitbag.
Wow. Listen, I don't love Zerd, but you guys are being real mean right now. You're making me sad.
Listen, if the shitbag shoe fits...
It's a shitbag shit.
I don't understand why you're
listen. I
so
listen. I love you.
Upset
I love you, Zerd. I was a big fan of Toy Story, but I am. You know what? You're a little bit too dangerous. You need to tone it down.
A tear rolls down.
Oh, I lick it. I lick that tear up.
Whoa! Like a lizard.
He gets some play.
Tom.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So are you guys together now?
No.
That's canon. That's canon.
It's
that's
nothing
canon.
So
that's
serious.
Canon. That's canon.
Tom, would you like me to get out the fish bucket?
How did you know about that?
Zerd sees all.
Oh,
Zerd listens to the podcast. Zerd donates to patreon.com/drunksanddragons. Do you want to be a Zerd?
No.
Okay, well, great work, everyone. This is excellent. He sits down on the bouncy ball thing. It's full of air elemental.
He's got a yoga ball.
Is that safe? What if the air elemental escapes? It almost killed
Jayla. It's incredibly comfortable.
It looks very... I want one. Here it's really good for your posture.
How's the honey thing coming?
Oh, well, you know, we've been fighting this air elemental, so we haven't really gotten started on it yet.
What are you asking?
Are you saying we have to immediately go fight some wasps?
You know what that's like?
Wasp honey?
It's like in Borderlands 2 when Claptrap gives you a quest, and if you talk to him immediately after, he's like, how's that job I gave you going? It's like, bro.
Bro, it's been 2 seconds, bro.
You just gave it to us. It's so rude.
It's like the designers of this quest did not factor in the fact that you would ask them immediately after.
Okay, well, the clock on the wall is telling me that...
Is this third?
Time to wrap up another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
Oh, that clock on the wall? It's been stuck at 3 for days and days.
That's
a get that reference.
I don't know.
It's a song.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Is this like the whole 3 in the chat room?
That's what I thought it was.
Thing?
No, is it, you know, it's a super relevant Matchbox 20 song from the 90s.
Oh.
Thank you.
One time someone broke into my grandma's RV and they stole my Matchbox 20 CD.
Was that when they were the number or the number spelled out?
Fuck you for asking that question. How dare you? Is that a Crack Barrel parking lot?
Is this
real? Yeah.
Wait, that's not real.
It is real. Now, the way I framed the story makes it sound like they only stole my Matchbox 20 CD, but they also stole my Prince of Egypt CD. And they also stole all of our Christmas presents. But, still.
One of my...
I had 3 CDs.
But the way in which you told it to stand up was...
See, it's not lying. It's just hide the other
facts. You just ratcheted it up each time. The match was sweet.
Just as Jinky says in the chat room, Tim's a good baby, and everyone loves him.
Oh my god. Okay.
And then when the cop was there, he's like asking about like a couple $100 worth of stolen like Christmas presents. And I'm like, my CD player, my Memorex, I think is like the Walmart off-brand CD player. And my Maxbox 20 CD, along with my Prince of Persia CD.
Yeah, Prince of Egypt.
Prince of Egypt CD was stolen from me and my person. I am 12. I'm very husky.
Tim's dark past.
Oh my god.
I can't breathe.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Well, thank you all for joining us. If you want to talk to us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Anchor at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika underscore Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Oh, you want me to read it now? Okay. I'm waiting for the prompt.
After Twitter. It's always after Twitter.
Ah! I'm so sorry.
Don't yell at Nika.
I'm sorry. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Ink shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com to see some amazing fan art, hit up the forums to learn more about the wizard, head over to our shop to grab some merchandise that even Blooddrinker would approve of. When you've finished with learning all about Harper's Dark Past, though, head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want Aludra's bad luck to rub off on you. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, watch out for traitorous pirate women, and get ready for things to get dicey. Guys, first time I didn't fuck it up.
Good job!
Yay. And it is way too late because we've backed so... Or what's it? What's the word I'm looking for? Not backed, but... We've, whatever, we have a lot of shows in the hopper. And Josh Householder, at Josh Householder, it's his birthday on September 9th. And he says, for my wish, I want...
To.
What's that?
Yeah, just a joke.
it is my birthday. For my wish, I want Steve to die again. Hilarious.
Damn, I again,
sorry that we that stocked up on so sad. Many. It's late, but here we are.
We are actually recording it on that day. So.
We are.
It is
so
September 9th
for
now.
If you felt a little disturbance in the force of love, it was us.
Yeah.
Wishing you a happy birthday.
When there's two footprints in the sand, that was all of us on your back.
So if you want to
also,
play
you have four
game,
feet.
Yeah, you're a centaur.
If you want to play a fun game, go to patreon.com/dndpodcast and look at the shot glasses and try to figure out who the people are on the shot glasses based on the name of their drinks. I think you'll be able to do it.
At least on the first four you can.
Well, the first four just says their name.
Right. But that's that, that was the goof, Michael.
I don't understand your joke.
I try.
Okay, guys, I guess until next week, Tim is a good baby and everyone loves him. Sign off.
That's true, though.
How are those levels? How are those levels? We got those mics set, correct?
Oh, is our mic on the right thing? Is that put it on the butt? Yeah. Yes.
You got this mic set correct.
I had it on butt setting.
It's always supposed to be on butt
setting. Isn't it?
It wasn't before.
Yeah, on the back, there's butt setting.
I think it looks like a peach.
It's butt.
Peaches
look like butts.
It looks like the clitoris. We're quoting,
what?
House of Cards.
No, I've never seen that show. Nor have I ever seen in real life the Gaffney Peach, which was near a college.
Oh, that was 15 minutes from house. I was practicing my Frank Underwood this morning.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a while. I love that. You need to...
Wait, frighten and repetitive.
Wait, why have you not talked about his...
Greetings, adventurers.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like Tim and Jennifer just must not speak to each other at any other point in time.
We don't. We don't talk to each other.
Which I can confirm because whenever I tell one of them one thing, I always have this weird assumption that the other one will know, and they never, ever know.
So if you like hint something at me, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I can't talk the day at work.
Then you're going to have to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I already told Jennifer. I'm like, oh, well, okay then.
I assumed you guys were on some sort of narcotic. And that explained.
No, I'm on. I literally just had one sip of wine. This is just what I'm like. I'm sorry, everyone.
The dog was really energetic. I joked that Jennifer gave it dog weed, which is actually people weed. And then Jennifer took dog weed, which is actually people weed.
Follow me. Okay, I'm really going to. I'll shut up now.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hey, everyone. I feel really stressed right now.
You're such a fool. Say something. Make it nice. Make it good. Everyone look at Jennifer as she says something.
Want to fuel our podcasting habit? Go to...
you're doing great.
I'll fix it in post. Just keep going.
No.
I go.
How am I supposed to follow any of that? You guys are so funny. I'm the garbage. Throw me in the trash.
You have the most legitimate Twitter followers of all of us. Just say something about fucking gay anime boys.
No, that has nothing to do with our podcast.
Hey, do you like lady boys? Well, I'm Tim McGraw, and check out our Patreon.
Do you like the hairless swimmers of Japan's youth subculture? Go to patreon.com.
I'm Tim McGraw.
I'm Tim McGraw, and I like yaoi. Is it yaoi?
Yeah, or is it yaoi? Yaoi is
wowie.
Do you
like yiffing?
I'm Tim yiffing McGraw, the most kawaii as fuck
country.
What the
fuck is wrong with you people?
Do you like to yiff?
Why is everyone in a southern accent right now?
Claire,
go to Patreon.
Okay, I'm going to do it now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. have them sing your praises in their own words, and get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.